On the moonless night of February 9, 1947, a shadowy melodrama was being played out on the Lancaster Street dock and aboard the ship moored to it, deep in East Baltimore. Figures could be seen in silence and in stealth, carrying boxes up the gangway from the loading dock onto the ship. Those figures were teenage boys, and the boxes they were carrying were guns and ammunition. The ship was the SS Warfield, bound for Palestine, and what happened that night on the dock at Lancaster Street would resonate throughout the world. How the ship was secretly purchased and outfitted, how off the waters of Palestine, now Israel, under attack by the British Navy, the crew bravely dropped a huge sign across the name SS Warfield that read Exodus. This story, a small part of the larger story of the founding of the State of Israel, turns on those teenage boys loading the ship. The leaders of the operation sought quite naturally to recruit the young men out of the nearby Jewish community center. It so happened on that particular night there was in the center a basketball game going on. The boys from Little Italy were playing the Jewish kids from the East Baltimore neighborhoods. Johnny Pica was a member of Little Italy's basketball team that night. He recalled, "When they were recruiting the Jewish kids, we Italian boys fell right in alongside and went down to the ship and helped with the loading." But why did the boys from Little Italy do that? The project had nothing to do with their lives. Pica said sheepishly, "The truth is, we were losing the game and we wanted to see it broken up." So in the end, did the historic Exodus story take its place among the great epics of our time? Because in 1947, the basketball team from Little Italy was losing to its rivals from the Jewish Community Center. Johnny Pica summed it up. "That's right. We broke up a game, but we started a country."